Let me tell you a little story. It's about a herd of zebras which were walking through the steppe. They all were satisfied with their stripes, knowing about their use and protection, happy to recognize themselves every day. But one fine day, a young man saw her reflection in the water and suddenly felt sick of their conformity. She left the others searching a painter who changed her skin from stripes to crinkles. Then she returned as someone new. The herd accepted the male as a zebra, but she behaved in a strange way. Did what she wanted and disturbed where she could. She felt so strong, crinkled and independent, when a few days later the lions came. The others fled, protected by their stripes. We all have two souls in our breast, the self-acting one that will always test out how to live our lives as individuals. The other soul is the dependent one. To learn to accept this will make us run for the balance between the two. That's completion. In our time, more and more people start acting like the zebra male, cause they can't bear to be like all humans are. They choose a self-acting way of leading their lives, feeling their strength by protesting against adjustment and in exhausting their self-fulfillment. Individualism forms examples. Others will follow in making their own ways, believing they are stronger that way. Self-acting turns into self-running. If you always satisfy your needs on your own, you'll never taste the sweet satisfaction of being fed by others. Adjustment means to be open for someone, to extend your inner self and to learn without the creature. We'll survive. We all have two souls in our breast, the self-acting one that will always test out how to live our lives as individuals. The other soul is the dependent one. To learn to accept this will make us run for the balance between the two. That's completion.
Thank you.